Talk103.com.
So much for spring. I know some of you thought you were putting your shovels away, but ha, Mother Nature has her own wicked sense of humor. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Don't put your winter coats away, at least if you live in certain parts of the central states and beyond, perhaps, because they're looking at some of the long-range weather patterns from the center part of the United States to the Appalachians, and really even the East Coast has had some strange weather. They're talking about more snow and a wintry mix, even though Wednesday, March 20th, is supposedly the start of spring, when we start talking about nice weather and light jackets. Like I said, the Arctic air that is coming in, I wouldn't pack those coats up just yet. In the plains, you could be seeing a bunch of snow. Certainly, we have seen some heavy snows this past winter, but I don't think it's over yet, at least not by the weather patterns I was looking at. Ooh, much below it normally you would see. So colder storms, maybe some snow, maybe in April. April snow showers bring what? I don't know. Nicer temperatures in the summer, something like that. There is no such saying at this point, but that could change. Speaking of cooler weather, how about cooler heads prevailing? Obama saying it's time for diplomacy with Iran, while Benjamin Netanyahu suggests that time is running short. In fact, here he is in his own words.
Diplomacy and sanctions so far have not stopped Iran's nuclear program. And as you know, my view is that in order to stop Iran's nuclear programs peacefully, diplomacy and sanctions must be augmented by a clear and credible threat of military action. We have both the right and the capability to defend ourselves.
All right, so the right and the capability to defend. If Israel decides to go rogue and go after Iran by itself, do we have to ride on their coattails with this one, or side saddle might be a better way to put it? And the answer is, it's certainly looking that way. This is a big trip for Obama, as he hasn't been back since he was visiting as a presidential candidate. This is his first visit to Israel. He had to go back to 2009. So he stopped off in Tel Aviv, flew on to Jerusalem for a bunch of meetings there, and did a little press conference with Benjamin Netanyahu. And we just heard a little snippet there on the lack of progress toward an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. But Netanyahu wanted really no parts of that. He wanted to talk about even so much the civil war in Syria. It was mostly the focus on Iran's nuclear program. And the president said again and again and again that we are committed to Israel's security because it is a solemn obligation. So having said that, if it's a solemn obligation, then that means that we're in this thing. Whatever Bibi does, we're going to be right there with him. And while this is happening, and I've always said that Iran is really the sticky wicket in this whole thing in the sands of the Middle East, if Ahmadinejad decides to just make a move, if he really decides to make a serious move and not taunt, I think Israel takes the bait and this thing could explode. Imagine what it would turn into. It would turn into World War III. But who lines up with Iran? Who can Ahmadinejad count to be on his side? You know, Obama says that the security of Israel is non-negotiable and that America's commitment is rock solid, baby. Rock solid. So if it's rock solid, that means that we are boom, right there with them, toe-to-toe. We might not be getting in the jets, but we're pretty darn close if he decides to do it. I think he is itching to have that happen. It's weird, too, because in the meantime, you had this stuff with Syria, 70,000 people killed, chemical weapons could have been used. What do you do about the nut job Assad? And the president was the person who said there is a red line and you can't cross a certain line. Well, chemical weapons annihilating people, if that's proven on the ground, that's a red line. So is it time for U.S. intervention there? Or even if the chemical weapons prove to be used, should we stay out of this? Should we back her up and get away from it as fast as we can? Because we can't afford to be involved in another war, especially with a voluntary military. It's a tricky question. It's one that we have debated a little bit on the show over the last year, 2 years. I mean, really 2 years, because we've talked about Syria almost from the beginning, and Syria just seems to be getting worse on the humanitarian side, or the loss of life and what seems to be happening there. It's normally something you would say, oh, well, yeah, how can we allow this to happen? I mean, we can't have that. No way. We gotta jump in. But do we? Do we have to jump in? You know, coming up on America Tonight, we have a guest that knows a lot about the situation in the Middle East and how far we've come and how far we haven't come, and looking especially after what just went down with Iraq, looking at Iran just a decade after the situation in Iraq. It's Norm Solomon with the Institute for Public Accuracy. So we had some pretty chilling comments come from some of our top U.S. defense official types who said there's possible actions against Iran. And I'm surprised more people haven't really jumped in on this one, because trust me, this affects all of us. I think this is even much different than Afghanistan, much different than Iraq, if we are in the middle of what's happening in Iran. So with the president telling an Israeli TV reporter that he sees options on the table, what options are they? What options are they when Netanyahu says he's ready to roll, he wants to roll now, he's tired of sanctions? They can't hold Bibi off anymore. I mean, he's ready to roll if he feels like Iran is that close to having a nuclear weapon. So we're hearing the same things that we've heard perhaps in the past, if you remember. Think back to President Bush, think back to the VP, Dick Cheney, right before the invasion of Iraq and what they said, what they were saying that led up to how we got involved. Could this be the lead up? Could they be ramping up to pull us into this, into what's could be World War III in Iran? I think it's very, very scary. And the timing is interesting when you think March 19th was the official 10-year anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. Where do we go from here? What do we learn there? And how difficult could the situation be against Ahmadinejad and Iran? So Norm Solomon in the wings. We're talking to him next here on America Tonight.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Netanyahu is ready to roll. He's tired of talk, and he wants some action on Iran. And he says they are ready to make something happen. What does that ultimately mean? Does it mean we're on the verge of World War III? What do you think? Keep this number handy so you can throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And on cue in our virtual green room on the West Coast, joining us from there, Norm Solomon. As I talked about Norm's background and looking at the situation in the Middle East. Norm, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, a pleasure.
So let me ask you this question. You hear what's going on. You know what's going on, and you know what the president said to the Israeli reporter the other day, and I saw a little blurb where you likened that to going back to before the Iraq invasion and what we heard from Bush and what we heard from Dick Cheney. So do you think we're on the verge, Norm, or what do you think's happening here?
Well, that depends on what people in this country do, because we do have some important elements of democracy here. And if we tune in just like we're watching history come down, then it's not going to turn out very well. It certainly didn't turn out well with the invasion of Iraq, where Bush and Cheney spun and deceived and created a catastrophe that many people are still living right now, Iraqis and Americans. So here we are a decade later, exactly this week, 10 years after the invasion of Iraq. And now we have another president and vice president giving speeches and interviews, really pushing forward for the idea that it may be necessary to launch an attack or support and back up an attack on a country that has done nothing against the United States of America. And I say that as somebody who has visited Iran, and I am very, very outspoken in denouncing their suppression of human rights. But that doesn't mean we get to throw missiles into countries because we don't like them.
Mm. And Norm, and we'll say, too, and we were talking about this before you came on, but Norm, of course, is with the Institute for Public Accuracy. As you said, the timing, or I mentioned about the timing, and, you know, you talk about some of the atrocities in Iran and saying, well, you got to separate that from, you know, what's fact, what's fiction. So ultimately, do you think, hey, if Iran wants to have a nuke, then there is it like that? Is it like what Congressman Paul said when, you know, when he was in office, hey, Iran can do what they want. They haven't done anything to us. We need to stay out of this battle. You feel the same way?
Well, I think that we have no right to attack Iran. We wouldn't want a country attacking us because they don't like us. That's wrong, so we shouldn't be doing that. And this is a dangerous situation where people need to speak up and speak out. There are nuclear weapons in the Middle East. By best estimates, there are about 200 of them in Israel. There is no other nuclear weapon in the region, and hopefully it will stay that way. But, you know, you don't get to run the world just because you're the United States of America. You don't get to say, do as we say, not as we do. And I would hope, and but we have to make this hope real, that we have learned our lesson from Iraq and what has been inflicted on Iraqi people and Americans because some hot dog in the White House decided it was time to go to war.
And we see now, too, that, you know, there was no war reparations. So, of course, all the money, all the blood, all the limbs that were left behind. I mean, I agree with you on Iraq and the situation of the weapons, searching for the weapons of mass destruction. And then, of course, we didn't find the weapons of mass destruction. And then there's the argument about Saddam Hussein. But, Norm, you saw this just even the other day where a bomb blast goes off and over 65 people are killed. And they're just doing nothing but trying to live their lives and going to the market. So how much better off are they now?
Yeah, well, the United States, again, these smart guys in Washington, in the Bush administration, with a lot of support from Democrats in Congress, they kicked the beehive. They were going to clean things up by making a horrible mess, which they did. And so it created just so much instability and a cycle of killing in Iraq that remains 10 years later. And so we have, I think, this challenge to galvanize our democratic possibilities here, lowercase d. And I want to mention, you know, I'm sure there are people listening around the country and feeling frustrated and feeling, you know, how can I make my voice heard? And there are many ways to do that, but I want to invite people to go to a site where I've been working with many folks around the country. We have about 250,000 members now. It's called rootsaction.org, rootsaction.org. And you can sign up in about 1 minute, and we will send you email alerts where you can then, with the flick of a few buttons, send an email to your member of Congress and have your views be heard on matters of war and peace and other crucial issues.
Yeah. Wow, I like that, rootsaction.org. Are a lot of people jumping on that? Because I always say, to Norm, on my show, it's about power to the people and letting your voice be heard. 25 calls or emails or whatnot, and guess what? They pay attention. There is some truth to power in numbers, don't you think?
Absolutely, and it's been encouraging to me. I mean, we put out an email alert the other day to our nearly 250,000 members, and inside of a few hours, we had more than 10,000 of them sending emails to their members of Congress, and we make it very easy. You just have to type in your zip code and the name, and the picture of your member of Congress pops on the screen, and then you can just send it along. So I find this, you know, one of many ways. Of course, people need to make phone calls and visit their members of Congress and their civic groups and neighborhood associations and synagogues and churches and mosques and all sorts of groups where we need to work together to create the world we believe in for the next generation.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. We absolutely need to do that. You know this, when in looking into your background and the things that you've done in the past, have you seen this build up in the last, is it like we're kind of glazed over or something in the past decade, because we pop from one country to the next and then ultimately find Osama bin Laden, take Osama bin Laden out, and we just keep investing more and more, it seems, in the checkerboard that is the Middle East. And do you think overall this is the wrong play?
Well, it is the wrong play. We are glazed over. The so-called war on terror has become a repetition compulsion disorder where we're the cowboys are going to go shoot them up in one country after another. The sad thing, though, is that not only is there so much suffering as a result, Americans and people in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, but what goes around comes around. And we can't preach that people should solve their problems nonviolently, and then we're sending cruise missiles and drone missiles and so forth into people's neighborhoods. And I don't think, if I lived anywhere in the United States, of course I live out here in California, but wherever I live, I don't want drones circling over my neighborhood days and days and weeks at a time, and then any moment they can shoot a Hellfire missile into my block. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. The drone thing, especially on our soil, is so scary. And ultimately, what do you think happens here? Despite all the efforts, despite the conversation, is this that as we started talking about in the beginning, the warning shot over the bow? Or maybe, this is Obama who was swore to get the troops out. Is this just to kind of appease a very impatient Netanyahu?
Well, it's not a done deal. It depends on the politics and the way things shake out. We have 63 members of the U.S. Senate who signed a resolution as co-sponsors, including hot dogs like Lindsey Graham and John McCain of the Republican Party and quite a few Democrats as well. And it says that if Israel attacks Iran, that the United States will support Israel for doing that economically, diplomatically, and militarily. That is bogus. I say that as an American Jew. It's not about religion. It's about us having a democratic process. It is about we support a democratic way of deliberating. We don't go to war by knee-jerk default because we've hotwired a war if some other country does something. The fact is we're supposed to have a Department of Defense, not a Department of Aggression, and we've got to be real about that because our kids' lives are at stake.
Yeah. Well said. Norm Solomon, thank you so much. Check it out, rootsaction.org. Thanks, Norm. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you.
All right, so what do you think you heard what he had to say? How do we best protect our children's future? Is it to jump on board in Iran and knock out Ahmadinejad and his ambitions, or is it to stay out? 855-266-KATE.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do I say that I am just blown away by the thoughts of all of you in this great country who are consistently emailing me about a plethora of things that annoy you, mostly having to do with what's not happening in Washington, the lack of what you feel is really good representation, and a slew of other things, too, mixed in between. Just the usual, I want to vent. But the venting is often just so right on the money. So I would be remiss if we did not hurry up, run, and go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. All right, this one is from Zach Hamilton. And Zach says, Mistress Kate, how are you doing? Missed you the other day. I have to say I am so tired and sick of hearing about the lack of a budget. I guess we're all just used to the fact that we have no budget from our government, even though we all know to run our particular households, You have to know what's coming in and what's going out. It's such a game changer. Don't they realize that in D.C.? Why is this not a bigger deal to try to have some kind of a roadmap? The economy is so fragile. We know that it could collapse at any time, despite what we're reading and what we're seeing. I really, really believe that. What are your thoughts? Well, absolutely. The budget is the problem because it's always been busted. We need a budget that works. We need a budget that's reducing the deficit. What are we leaving to kids in the next generation? The answer is nothing. You know, supposedly you leave something better as you move along because you give people behind you an opportunity to do even better. But certainly that doesn't seem to be the case with what we're seeing with this, crazy spending, out-of-control spending in D.C., and that's what it is, because all you have to do is really dig, and you got to dig, but you keep digging, more than scratch the surface, and you find out some of the ridiculous things that we're paying way too much money for, and if you add them up all together, it adds up to a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money that we could be saving or spending. Spending. No, we could be saving to get out of that deficit. How about paying off more than the principal? How about not living on a credit card? I think people are worried about the economy, despite the fact that we keep hearing, oh, this is happening and more jobs are being created and everything else. We still haven't ultimately found that comfort zone. People are not in a comfort zone for the most part. Or maybe it's just the elimination of the middle class. Remember, shake yourself alive here. You can jump on the show and throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. All right, move on to this one from Duncan. And Duncan says, Kate, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but because you talked so much about the television wars before with David Letterman, how about Jimmy Fallon supposedly taking over the Tonight Show for Jay Leno? How huge is that for the former Saturday Night Liver? I know you sometimes talk on the lighter side because you say we get sick of jumping on the bully pulpit and kvetching about our weekly woes with the people in Washington. So I thought that I would interject this deal about Jay Leno. You know, thanks for that heads up. NBC did confirm that they've got a new studio for Jimmy Fallon, but they didn't comment on the fact that the studio might become home to the Tonight Show. There's just unidentified executives that are talking about a Fallon-Leno switch, that Fallon will be the guy. I mean, it's messy, because here's what happened. Remember before, Conan O'Brien, they're still licking their wounds from that. That was 2010. Leno ended up still with Tonight, and NBC lost Conan O'Brien because he got money to leave and to go to TBS. Leno's contract expires in September of 2014. Now you've got NBC Universal taken over by Comcast Corporation, which has a reputation for being much more disciplined. In other words, they operate on a budget. So NBC backtrack on the Tonight Show, but that's not going to happen here. So Fallon even contacted supposedly Jay Leno to try to smooth the potential switch. The 62-year-old wasn't responding to anybody who had requests for what might be happening here. Isn't this interesting? Because Leno's been taking jabs on the air. But isn't it interesting that 2010, you rewind the clock, and Conan O'Brien was going to be that guy, was excited to be that guy, and then got screwed up in this mess. And so he's on the sidelines, and Jimmy Fallon may end up with this show. Wow. From Saturday Night Live to late night talk show hosts. But how many people are watching the late night talk shows anymore? How many people are hanging out, trying to stay awake to catch a few more lines or watch another interview. I don't know hardly anybody that watches those shows anymore because they can get the news, even the comedic news, so much faster, and they're just not into it. They're not into watching a show, a Tonight Show that's very scripted, kind of like a variety hour, like they used to be in the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s. Let's move on to something else. Here's another one from Edward Kay, and Edward Kay says, wow, I wish I could go to a garage sale, buy something for $3, and then learn that it's ultimately sold for $2.2 million. Whew. Turns out that this Chinese bowl was a piece of art, and there are only two in the world. Two in the world. It's the Ding Bowl. It goes all the way back to the 10th or 11th century, and there's only one more. The other one is in a British museum. So when you only have two in the world, that demand is going to drive up. It's going to drive up the cost of acquiring a piece like that. And here these people who accidentally stumbled onto this bowl, pay $3, put it on the mantelpiece, wait for years and years and years, and people keep telling them how pretty the pieces, and then they finally decide to get wise and kind of ask a few questions, thinking they were going to get $200,000, but boy, were they wrong. Well over $2 million. How crazy is that? I mean, absolutely crazy. Here's one from Cal Parent. What a name. Cal says, Kate, I don't know what your bracket looks like, but I filled out several different ones because I had a lot of the one seeds going through, but sometimes the opponent was different. I'd probably be best served if I did one bracket and laid it all on the line. Well, speaking of laying it all on the line, Thursday's NCAA tournament slate of games has a New Mexico State St. Louis battle that could be maybe one of the more interesting games on the board. I'm sure in a lot of the blogs and whatnot, people are already talking about it. It's not the only matchup, of course, on the day, and it's in the afternoon. It's 2:10 at tips East Coast time. You know, you have Pittsburgh and Wichita State, and this one is 1:40 Eastern time, so do your math accordingly. And there's some other games that I think could make for pretty interesting tournament. I love it when it's so close it ends by like 1 or 2 points, and maybe that happens here. But looking at the brackets, I'd say it's going to be hard to get in a groove. If you win the brackets, congratulations, because you had to do some research. I'm just thinking you had to do some kind of research, knowing that these tests can be incredibly long. Oof, incredibly long. And with March Madness comes our own little game that we like to play, kind of a nail-the-score version of Bracket Busters. We'll pick out two games. You tell us what the final score is going to be in those two games, and bada bing, just like that, you are our next latest greatest winner. I'm so confident somebody is going to come up with the right numbers to win both of these hoop games, or at least one of them anyway, and then voila, you have nailed the score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Comes to defending their turf in a little place we like to call Washington Phony Baloney, D.C. But putting the phony balonies aside for a second, how about the governor of Colorado? First of all, his name is priceless. The Colorado governor, if you've never heard his name before, get ready. This is a good one. Governor John Hickenlooper. He signed bills, though, and really got some people upset. He signed bills that are game changers when it comes to gun ownership. It requires background checks for private and online gun sales. It bans ammunition mags that hold more than 15 rounds. So you have Colorado signing this into law. While the debate in the Democratic legislature was intense, Republicans warned that voters would make Democrats pay. The bills failed to get a single Republican vote. Hickenlooper said large magazines will have the potential to turn killers into killing machines. So what a big change this is for Democrats in a state where owning a gun is very common. It's as common as owning a car in some of the more rural areas. So what an interesting flip in a state that has also allows marijuana smoking. It's decriminalized for now anyway, and that's what's happening down in the square. People are doing just that. So a lot of Republicans who are from Colorado are not happy about it. They feel like it's overwhelming and it's upsetting, and they can't believe that there are even enough horses for this. But it's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's happening, and this is a train that cannot be stopped in Colorado. And in one way, very, very surprising. However, now he's getting some friends on the other side of the aisle, Democratic Congresswoman Rhonda Fields, who represents the district that includes the Aurora Theater, said the governor had signed common sense legislation. That why should we have our kids carrying bulletproof equipment, meaning backpacks and et cetera, and learning about ways to get out of wherever it is they are. So gun violence is what Rhonda Field says is nationwide, and sadly, we're in such a fluctuating place right now that there's tragedies that could be converted if they had an armed guard, if there was an armed guard. That's the thing. So that's going on. Assault weapons ban dropped from the Senate bill. We'll see how far the Senate bill goes, and maybe not, maybe not that far at all. All right, this is the segment that I like to call odds and ends. So you never know what's really going to crop up here. There's so much going on that's worth flinging out there, including Rand Paul, who really has taken off like his father took off and has taken to the politics game rather well. His famous filibuster just a week ago drew a lot of attention, and the Republican from Kentucky is somebody who's got a stronger border and comes together first, and that he feels that they have to do the same thing across the board at the White House. So interesting. A stronger border and Congress agreeing that border security has improved. The path to citizenship that Paul envisions would come with other conditions that would make it long and difficult for illegal immigrants to travel. Immigration reforms, according to Paul, he says, will not occur until conservative Republicans like myself become part of the solution. I'm here to begin that conversation and to be part of the solution instead of the whining. Boy, more and more, whether I agree with everything he says or just some of what he says, I like Rand Paul because he has no problem saying, here's what needs to happen, here's the answer I need, and I'm going to push until I get it, and I'm not going to back down on my fears about border security. And as part of the legislation, even though it might overlap with the Gang of Eight and their legislation that's coming out in this pathway to citizenship, he says you got to secure the border before illegal immigrants could take steps towards citizenship, because you got to get that first step to get support from conservatives. And they really don't have that across the board. Basically, so you know, in a nutshell, as part of the plan, illegal immigrants would begin temporary work visas and would have to wait for a certain period of time in a probationary legal status, if you will, before getting green cards. Then a panel would determine the number of visas per year. High-tech visas would be expanded, and a special visa for entrepreneurs would be issued. Illegal immigrants would not be able to get a citizenship path ahead of anyone attempting the process legally. And that seems to be still one of the biggest hurdles. And, you know, that's what it is. It's the fact that the visas are clobbering us. I mean, they are clocking us. We are stuck with it often, and then what happens is sometimes the person just disappears off the radar, just disappears. You know what? As somebody told me, if you go back into the archives and just sit and think for a minute, when have you heard Reform and Control Act in the past? If you were thinking 1986, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. Remember that act granted amnesty to 3 million illegal immigrants in 1988. Hispanics rewarded the Republican Party by voting even more heavily Democratic. And this is in 84, President Reagan winning re-election. Wow, how about that? How about that? So 50% of the population, 50% of the population wants to, is getting 10%, I'll say, of the minority vote. But I go back to originally what I mentioned, and I think that the senator from Kentucky has to get huge kudos for stepping in hard into what he's doing. I mean, really stepping in and not being afraid to, well, if this is what I'm saying is obsolete and doesn't work, that's okay. I'm not going to be right every single second. I can take it. I can take it if I have some critics on one side and I have some people who are thrilled to pieces by what I'm doing, because you're never going to please everybody 100% of the time across the board. And boy, don't we know that. Oof. Don't we know that big time. And with Rand Paul, I didn't say this, but he, you know, you have to look at the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and some of the places that he has spoken. And when you think of the numbers that there's no way we're going to deport, but when you think of the sheer volume of people that are under the wire, it's mind-boggling, almost paralyzing is what to do, what to do. And it comes at the right time, the Paul remarks, because the Republican Party is moving to do what it can to supposedly broaden its appeal to influential, easy for me to say, Latinos and other ethnic minorities after big election losses last fall.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.